Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus satisfies the soul. Yes, indeed, he satisfies the longing soul and fills it with goodness. As Jesus began to preach, teach, and heal, news about his ministry spread abroad. Soon, masses from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond Jordan followed him. Seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain along with his disciples, and there he preached the sermon of all sermons. He specifically taught about the behavior, disposition, and attitude of the people he blesses. Jesus' beautiful list of blessings is referred to as the Beatitudes. Matthew 5:3-12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The word beatitude means supreme blessedness or bliss. We'll focus on verse 6. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Many people have insatiable appetites for food, feeling hunger pains a few hours after feasting. Others have soulish appetites, craving acceptance and validation from others. They fill their bellies with social media, friends, real or virtual, possessions, and entertainment. Think of it as mindless eating, being tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They feed on what they think they need, yet the delights of life cannot sustain. In other words, gorging on what the world offers never satisfies. What does it mean to hunger and thirst after righteousness? Well, without God, we suffer from malnutrition of the spirit. However, if we take what Jesus offers, he'll fill us to overflowing. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Recall the young man in Matthew 19 who asked Jesus what he could do to have eternal life. Feeling overly confident in his piety, he hungered for validation rather than righteousness. He walked away sorrowfully when Jesus told him to sell all his possessions and give to the poor. Despite the pangs of his impoverished spirit, he would not exchange wealth for discipleship. On the other hand, remember the multitude in Matthew 14. Following John the Baptist's burial, Jesus and his disciples went to the desert. When the multitude heard that Jesus had departed, they left the cities on foot to follow him. Now that text suggests that they scrambled, not packing food or mounting donkeys because they were so hungry for Jesus. He was moved with compassion and blessed them with healing. As it grew late, however, the disciples panicked because there was not enough food to feed the crowd. Matthew 14:15-20. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. What a wonder! The multitude could do what the rich man couldn't. They forsook themselves to follow Jesus, and he then nourished them naturally and spiritually. As we marvel at his loving kindness, we can be confident that he still fills those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jesus Christ revealed that through him, we receive spiritual nourishment and the blessed assurance of eternal life. After all, he is the bread of heaven, the bread of life. John 6:33-35. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. We are nauseated with decadence and excess, and we crave your truth. We reject the bittersweet flavors of this world and push back the devilish plate of sin. For only you, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, can satisfy us. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.